D. T for Texas, D for Tennessee.
And T is also for AJ. A.J. Jacobs, that is, who's our man reading the entire Encyclopedia Britannica. He's just completed the letter T and joins us from New York. A.J., thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And is this timed because Turkey is under T?
Yes, it was nice and convenient. I did learn that if Franklin Roosevelt had his way, we would have eaten our turkey a week and a half ago because he changed the date of Thanksgiving to the third Thursday in November to lengthen the holiday shopping season.
Sure, I never knew that, really.
Yeah, it was 1939 to 1941, and then Congress changed it right back.
A conscious commercial decision, then.
That's right. I thought it was a good idea.
Termites is also under T, right?
Yes, termites are they're frighteningly fertile. The queen can lay 36,000 eggs a year for 50 years. But they only mate once in the lifetime. So sex life, not so good, but lots of children to keep you company.
Theater. The theater entrance, of course, would be under T, which I would find fascinating reading.
Yes, there was. I learned about the history of mime under theater. You know, everyone makes fun of mime, but back in Roman days, the original mimes performed live sex acts on stage and actual executions. So, you know, maybe it's very it was edgy back then. Maybe that'll give it a little more street cred.
Mm, executions? Thank God Marcel Marceau is still alive.
That's right.
Now tell us, I gather under theater that in the 19th century there was a form of theater called the racing drama.
Yes, this sounded interesting. I'm sad that it disappeared. Mm-hmm. Actual live horses, and they brought them into the theaters, and they had races. They would gallop on treadmills built into the theater floor, and they staged the famous Ben-Hur chariot race scene that way.
Thermometers are under T. Now that we are familiar with Celsius form of temperature measurement, how did we ever get Fahrenheit?
Yes, well, you know, I don't want to be un-American, but I realize just how insane the Fahrenheit scale is. It was invented by Daniel Fahrenheit, a German scientist in the 18th century, and in all of his wisdom, he decided that 30 degrees should be the temperature of freezing point of water, 90 degrees should be the temperature of the human body, and even more bizarre, zero should be the freezing point of a mixture of half salt and half ice. So I don't really know where he came up with that, but he was nice enough to bungle the measurements. So now we're left with 32 and 98.6, so thanks a lot.
Does anyone use Fahrenheit besides the United States? And I realize that's a big exception.
Yeah, I think that, and don't quote me on this one, I could get in trouble, but I know that Britain switched to the metric system recently, but and I assume that they include the temperature scale with that.
Yeah, I guess the sad fact is, although you've been doing nothing in life other than reading the damn encyclopedia, you don't really know the answer to that, do you, AJ?
Oh, man. Yeah, you threw me a curveball.
No. What a trick question to a man who's just been ingesting the encyclopedia to become the smartest man in the world. Sorry. All right.
Well, my gaps in knowledge have gotten smaller, but they're still there. You know, you used to be able to drive a truck through them. Now you can drive a Segway scooter.
Oh, or I was going to say a Mini Cooper, but all right. We can compromise on size. Well, AJ, nice talking to you again.
Thank you for having me.
Speaking with us from New York, Esquire Magazine's AJ Jacobs, the future author, well, we assume, of The Know-It-All, One Man's Humble Quest to Become the Smartest Person in the World.
T for Texas, T for Tennessee. T for Texas, T for Tennessee. T for Thelma, that gal that made her.